Hello, everybody. Welcome to the very first episode of the Nothing Else Matters podcast. This is something we have been working on for a while now. I know Mondragon and I told y'all last time that this would maybe be a couple weeks out, but things kind of made us want to push it forward quite a bit. Absolutely. And so, Mondragon, welcome, buddy. How are you excited to be here?
Absolutely, man. I'm super stoked. Let's get this going.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so stoked for this. I think it's going to be a really good time. Now I got, So Matt, I'm sure I've told the story, and I know a lot of people constantly are asking about you, but Mondragon was like my first podcast partner, and we used to have a lot of fun, but then some drama went down, and so he had to kind of bounce out, but so it's really good to kind of have him back full time. And now I've got these, you know, I've got two kind of podcasts rolling, one with him and one with Tenny. So I'm super excited, man. I don't know about you. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, dude, I'm super stoked. I feel like this is different. I don't feel like it's our other stuff, you know?
Yeah, no, this is way different than what we were doing last time. I think it's more fun. I think it's more chillax. Yeah, I just think I like everything about it. So let's jump right into some stuff, man, because I want to get to this because we didn't get to it last week. We were like literally just started it. And then we kind of had it cut off because, you know, prison lights out and all.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, did you have a chance to watch or listen to the Terrence Howard thing?
Yeah, I watched most of it.
Okay, what do you think? Crazy or genius?
I'm so on the fence, you know? I don't know. I really like how I feel like it's really make me question a lot of things. You know, I think it's made me question, like, we have just taken everything they've told us as kids, like, from the start. And so even if he is crazy, it's really made me question everything. Like, what if, you know, what they were saying in the beginning, you know, isn't true, or they were wrong and don't want to admit it? That's what I took away from it.
Yeah, no, first off, I don't know if he's right, right?
Yeah.
Because... It's out there. It is definitely a completely different perspective. I do think that he's a lot wiser than I ever would have anticipated. I mean, he has something like 97 patents.
Yeah.
One of them is like the basis of all virtual reality.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things he said is like, they're using it all wrong, basically. He said that they are... What it was his quote? They're taking a gun and using it as a stick.
Yeah, that's insane, honestly. He's like, just call me up. I'll tell you how to use it correctly.
Yeah, if they ever want to know how to use it right, they can just give me a call. I loved it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And the science he was talking about, it wasn't like he was just talking on his ass with like no evidence. He had diagrams. He had computer animations with no video, you know, it was actual animation with just code set in there. And it was the exact replica of what was a Saturn with even the octagon on top. It was ridiculous how, and the theory that really got me was when he was talking about like Mars being, because you know how we've always talked about Mars being having water, like, water, like, man, I'm using like a lot. How Mars, evidence of water at one time on Mars.
Yeah.
And how he was talking about how Mars at one point was where we were, like billions of years ago. But because each planet moves like 0.06 centimeters or something away from the sun. Mm-hmm. So like in so many billions of years, Jupiter's going to be where we are. So it will be like the inhabitable planet. Shit blows my fucking mind. How do you not think about that?
Yeah.
And how is like, oh, dude, nuts.
Yeah, no, it is crazy to think about. I don't know. It does. It's mind boggling. I don't know.
And how he was talking about how he's figured out like flight without propulsion.
Yeah, dude. Like we were saying before, dude, I really do think that. That's what it is. That's what these UFOs are. Like, that's essentially, he just said it. Like, you can do it. Like, propulsion with no expulsion. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, that alone, like, I mean, like, so I'm kind of regurgitating, but they're going to suppress that, dude. There's no way. I mean, think about it. They're already not helping him. Like, why would you not at least give it a chance, you know? Hear him out.
Well, but I think, like, he... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, like, even when he was saying that he went to Oxford and they just, everything didn't work, you know? It's like, they're obviously suppressing him, but why? Other than go ahead.
I think it just comes down to them basically, like he said, like, it changes everything. If he's right, it changes everything we've ever thought about everything.
Mm-hmm. It's mind-boggling, dude. Just even when he was talking about, like, the structures and stuff, like, how everything should be, like, with nature and curves, and, like, if we built buildings like a mushroom, like, they would survive hurricanes and stuff. Like, it's fucking a trip to think about, dude.
It's absolutely wicked, and how, like, getting rid of straight lines, how he was talking about how we're so stuck on straight lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was talking about, what was that thing with, like, the polygons or whatever? You know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? And he's like, the circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about if you do those things and if you put, like, 6 of them together, they match up perfectly. If you put 12 of them together, they all match up perfectly. But you can't do that with the straight lines. And they like to call it, like, that's what they use as... dark matter, but there's really not dark matter. They just don't want to accept basically his idea.
Yeah. And
his idea, there's no dark matter. It all makes sense.
It's a trip. I don't know, man. If anything I've seen with history, just even getting older, it's like everything comes in cycles, man. It comes in waves. It's just everything old becomes new again. It's weird.
Yeah, like you said about him talking about people getting old. He's like, do you realize, like, think about it, it's all pressure, right? When you get old, what do? You shrink, you get bigger in your midsection.
Yeah.
It's all, and he's like, when he said that gravity doesn't exist, it's just something we basically made up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, this guy's like going all the way.
For real, like, yeah, I'm talking about Isaac Newton and shit, like, it's fucking crazy. But it is weird how we just, like, accepted that and just, like, yep, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, the part that gets me, like, through all of it is just like the moon landing, dude. There's just no way that's real. It's like, if they were lying to us about it, then why? Like, you know? But that gets into a whole other conversation, I guess, is, like, the space race and shit and whatever.
Yeah, I am starting to think the moon landing maybe didn't happen, and I would have never said that when I was younger. But the more I, like, the older and wiser I get, you look at just how everything works, and, like, how that the space shuttle had less technology than my iPhone does, and now we have all this technology and we can't get back for cheaper.
Yeah, dude. It's just, I don't know. It's just comical.
We can't get back at all.
Bad looking. Almost looks like an old timey movie you watch, like Clash of the Titans or some shit. Where it's like claymation, sort of.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It was whole, like, we wanted to be first. We wanted to get to everybody, Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mic is a little muffled for some reason.
Hey, well, I appreciate you telling me.
Yeah, better? That's better. Yeah, that's a lot better.
I'm learning. We're learning here.
So what's this video?
This video. I watched this video today. Yeah, we got to play this because it might be the funniest thing I've heard, watched all day long. It's Shane Gillis, and he's talking about... We just got to watch it, man.
I love Shane, dude.
All right, let's see how to do this here. I'm still learning all the technicalities.
No, yeah, that's cool. Changes the game.
He said that as soon as he said it. I was like, what did you fucking say? You don't talk like that. The movie about the black ladies at NASA, or as my dad likes to call it, Medea Goes to the Moon. And look, that was him that said that. He said that as soon as he said it. I was like, what did you fucking say?
Genius.
You don't talk like that. So every movie just remade is more progressive. I just think it'd be funny if, like, the right started remaking. You know, I mean, if they just start like conservatives, like there's a new Scooby-Doo coming out. It'd be funny if like the right remade it. It's just like Scooby and the gang going around ripping the wigs off the transgender people. It's like, that's not a woman. Just, some guy would have got away with it. We solved the case of the Starbucks ghoul. Has enough time passed that we can we admit that Trump was funny? Can we finally admit that he was funny? Hidden Figures was good. The movie about the black ladies.
I love his Trump TV. It's so fucking funny.
Oh man, I watched that today and I'm about crying laughing.
Oh yeah, he's so awesome, dude. Yeah, I've been a big fan of his for a long time. It's awesome to see him like blow the fuck up now.
Yeah, I love it. I'm new to him. I'm honestly probably gonna listen to him for a couple of years.
But yeah, me and my brother went and watched him, and we respect probably only 10 people in the crowd. And me and my brother were pretty hammered. My brother was more so, though. And he just kept talking to him. But he just mainly kept talking to us because, you know, no one was really in there. But by the end, he was like, all right. I mean, most people would have kicked you guys out, but I'm going to buy you a drink. So he bought us a fucking Long Island iced tea. He's like, I'm going to get you one drink. Give him two straws. So they did. He came and brought it. Fucking awesome.
That is awesome. Now he's packing stadium. I mean, dude, packing.
Like I said, if there's someone ground level on him, it's him. And holy fuck, he has blown the fuck up. I'm like jealous of like the route he took. So yeah, fucking.
But you know what? It's like getting canceled from SNL, getting fired from SNL was probably the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah, 100%. And he just, did it all organically and then blew up too. So she's rolling in the money, dude. He's in the new fucking Eminem music video.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like podcasting in it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. He's just blowing the fuck up. It's cool.
And then him and he's got that YouTube show. It's basically like an SNL. Like
yeah, Gillian shit. Keeves. But do you know, he just got a new series out on Netflix called Tires.
And it's I gotta bad. Watch it.
Dude, it's as good as you think it'd be. Yeah, it's funny, so.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, twice now, dude. Yeah, it's good.
I watched the one episode on, not the one, so I caught a thing on TikTok where he's trying to get the guy to get brake lights and rotors.
Yeah.
And he's like, he talks about finding the pills in the console. And he's like, man, he's like, what if you got that broken brake light and a cop pulls you over and takes your pills? Now you got to put up with your sister's effing kids.
Yeah.
Without your pills. And I was like, oh my God.
That's fucking great.
I died. So yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to try to watch it.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Just not really treatment kosher, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'll watch it when I step down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. But yeah, I want to go see him. I'm excited because now I had tickets to go see Bert, but I thought I was going to be in treatment past the time that show happened because we're literally, I could touch the stage from my seat.
Oh, you say Bert Kreischer?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm so jealous. All my favorite comedians are on that fucking tour. Big J, Matt McCusker. Fuck, dude, I'm way jealous.
I'm pumped. And
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to see it because we actually, Kim took me for my birthday. We went down to Dayton and saw him for his last tour.
Yeah.
Just like a couple months ago. And then it wasn't like a week after we got home, Kim was like, you know, they're going on, he's got another show coming here to Lima, and the place is literally 5 minutes from my house.
Fucking A.
Fuck. So I'm like, yeah. And I'll look up tickets, and they were really expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, that's nuts, too, that how much he's fucking making money, too.
Rolling into cash.
For real,
so I thought about two tickets, right? And I was like, oh, that's not bad. Two tickets for like, I think it was like $248. And I'm like, wow, and I'm front row. I'm like, man, he must be like doing some kind of like charity work or something. And like a couple days later, because Kim's like, make sure we got like the right handicap, because this theater does weird handicap seating, because I like to be in like where I just get a fold out chair, because those theater chairs are, they suck. And so I called and they're like, sir, you got one chair, one seat? And I'm like, no. They're like, well, you can add another. I was like, no, I can't afford another.
Yeah, that's nuts. So they hooked me up with a stand-up show. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know, though. I mean, I've only done it a few times. I saw Felipe Esparza, and that was like a pretty big theater. But I don't know, dude, that's kind of the point of a stand-up show, is like it's kind of more intimate. You can talk about the crap and stuff.
No, yeah, you're 100% correct. But they hooked me up with another ticket at half off.
Oh, fucking A, then that's cool. So but yeah, we're literally, wrong, dude, I'm so jealous. I would go to that in an instant.
Oh, yeah, he's phenomenal.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I laughed so hard the last time we seen him, and now I'm excited, because last time we had really great seats, but we were on the second level. Now I'm literally basically center stage or a little off to the left, and I can touch the stage from my seat.
That's cool.
I can't wait.
Hell yeah, dude.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that thing comes out here, dude. There's fucking Nick Swartzen's coming, and that's a huge deal. No one else I've ever even seen coming out here. Although Bert did come once, but I slept on it. I don't know why. I had just got here, and I thought, oh, well, if he's coming, other people will come. Fuck, no one comes out here.
What is there even out there? Where is there even to go to see a show in Montana?
The Metro is like they have a stadium there. It's where like the indoor football plays and shit.
Yeah, I mean, but even having an indoor
football. It's not like a comedy club. What's that?
There's not even a comedy club there?
No, well, no, not really. Not like a full-time one. Not that I'm aware of, anyways. There's like bars that do them and shit, but... Yeah, dude, it's wild. I feel like it's an untapped thing, honestly.
So you need to open.
Yeah, believe me, I've thought about it. I wish I had the money.
What's like the... Okay, here's what I gotta ask. I always love asking this about people who live in these small towns. What's like the hopping thing to do in Billings? Like is it like a peach festival? Like a wild cowboy festival? What's going on out there?
I don't know about festivals. Just like... money. It's mainly like people hunting fish. Like there's the fucking Yellowstone River.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's that type of shit. I mean, there's shit to do. There is concerts, and there's like a downtown where there's like nightly music and restaurants and shit like that. I don't know, dude. There's not a lot, I'll be honest. But what the hell do you do out there? I guess, but you guys still have major sports and shit out there, though. Yeah, we don't have any.
I go to Browns games. I got the Football Hall of Fame a couple hours away.
Oh, yeah, that's just, dude, there's nothing like that here.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff to do in Ohio. I do got to drive a little bit, because I live in farm country.
That's cool, though. Hell yeah.
But that, that kind of sucks, but whatever. Hey, what do you think about old Trumpy getting,
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, God, I didn't realize you were bringing the fucking fire for a topic. I kind of even forgot about this.
Hey, man, got to bring it all up, whatever comes up to my head,
Dude, I just think it means fucking nothing. Like, I don't know. I think Democrats are taking it as, like, a huge win, and it's pretty hilarious, honestly. Because it's going to mean nothing, and he's going to get voted in as president. But I guess 100%. We'll see.
I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. This guy's going to get totally voted in. It's a big waste of time.
What I don't get is, like, of all the things that they try to get him with, like, this was the one with the hollowest case, too. So now they just made it even more blatant and laughable to me, but I don't know. I'm sure other people don't feel that way, I guess.
No, and so now all they're doing, right, you're right, they just made it obvious they're just using the system as a weapon, and they're just making all the Trumpers more angry. Now I think it's going to be even a bigger blowout.
Dude, where he just raised like $54 million. Just now. Just right after that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's... it's just funny to me. I don't even know. And again, it's so funny. Again, I love to see people's Facebook comments. It just make me so fucking... it makes me laugh so hard. It's like, wow. Why do you think this is some huge victory? Like, it literally means nothing. If anything, I would take it as an L, but whatever, I guess makes you happy. it's funny because you kind of see where everybody starts to stand too. Like, you know, people just have to be that way. They can't be like somewhere in the middle, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, the Democrats are kind of dumb in the sense that why don't you just run a good candidate instead of like, you know, elder abusing this guy you already got in office who's time for him to like go chill out on the farm for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, when they get their ass kicked and we're stuck with Trump.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, and there we are. It's just, like I said,
I guess the only good news is I only got to deal with him. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying, I think he's going to win.
Yeah, I knew he was going to win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As soon as they said they were going to run with
Biden.
Though,
right? So he can only go for another 4 years, though, right, after that?
Yeah, he can only run for another 4 years. And so that's the only positive thing I see is I'm only stuck with him for 4 more years. And then he's done. So.
And after that, I mean, who the fuck knows? I don't know that. It's not like, I'm sure there's already speculation. You know, it's not like fucking, you know, sports or like who's the next kid in college coming out 4 more years.
Yeah.
Who knows what the fuck they'll do.
No,
I mean, a lot of people think boring. I've heard that they might just try to run out fucking Michelle Obama again, just fucking. Or not again, but get rid of him now. But I don't know. That'd be a bold move, too.
Kind of already put bold. I don't think it's enough.
No, I don't think so either.
Here's the deal. If they're smart, they'd get behind RFK. That's just, I think he's the best candidate. He's not perfect. None of them are. But I like that he like admits when he's wrong or has made a mistake. I think if you look at his past, he's done like what he's done for like cleaning up like rivers and stuff. And
yeah, just, see like all that environmental shit.
Environmental, yep. I think that's the guy to go with personally, but whatever. I think honestly, what I think they're going to do in 4 years is something dumb. I think they're going to try to run out Hillary, and the Republicans will just bring out someone who's obviously better because no one likes Hillary. Yeah,
that would be hilarious if they did that. I would think that would be the dumbest move. What do I know?
Yeah. But at the end of the day, dude, I think I've learned over the last couple of years, because I used to be pretty passionate about who, like people voting, which I still think people should have to vote. But over the last couple of years, I've just realized that I think it doesn't matter. I think it's more important, like, I try to get involved in local
elections. Yeah, I take that more seriously myself. I know I definitely don't.
No, me neither. Fuck, dude. It's too much. I need to be better.
Did you see Chris Cuomo and Dave Smith? You know who Chris Cuomo is?
Yeah, but I don't know Dave Smith.
Dave Smith is my favorite because Dave Smith was just a podcaster and a comedian. Like, they were like the most offensive podcast on earth. And now he is like a huge libertarian and he's got a huge, bigger following than all of them because he's like a big libertarian and knows how to actually fucking, you know, articulate himself and knows his shit. Well, they just had a debate, dude, and he handed Chris Cuomo his fucking ass.
Really?
Yeah, I wish, honestly, I would have had the clips ready. But he essentially called him out for when he called out Joe Rogan about the whole ivermectin thing. And he, you know, he brought it up like, hey, man, you were saying this and calling him, you know, crazy and that he should be canceled for bringing it up and all this stuff. And he's like, I didn't say that. He's like, bullshit, like, bring up the fucking clip. And so they did, right in the middle of the debate, they brought up the clip, and yeah, sure as shit, they're making fun of him, and he's like, making fun of Joe Rogan, I'm like, yeah, him and Don Lemon, they're like, him and their dad taking horse dewormer, like, if they should cancel somebody, speaking of cancel culture, they should cancel people that are telling people to take horse dewormer. And the irony is he's taking ivermectin right now, because he got sick with COVID.
That's how every debate should be, especially presidential debates, man. If someone like challenges, says, I never said that.
Yep.
Pull that clip immediately.
100%, dude. I agree. Like, I see it now. again, my fucking feed is right-wing dad, so I see shit, but it's like, I see all this stuff with Biden and him saying, I never said that. It's like, bullshit. It's fucking right there. Like, bring up the clip. Like, what are we doing? Like, why are these going to allow everybody to keep fucking lying to us over and over and over again? Promises, fucking broken promises. Like, and we're never going to stop. Like, it's just going to continue on and just going to be this bullshit every 4 years, you know?
Yeah, and it's both sides, and you can find, in this day and age, you can find those clips in half a second.
I mean, both, technology. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we could look up Trump clips all fucking day. Like, they're loaded up, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that there's, like, it's, we know it, there's, it's, like, built into politicians that got to be a fucking liar, like, to some degree. And you're not ever going to make everybody happy, but, I mean, come on, when you're just blatantly saying, like, I didn't fucking say this, you know, I felt this way about the border, I felt this way about this war. I'd never said those things. Like, fuck that. Bring up the clip. Like, it's fucking right there. You fucking said it. Like, admit you were fucking wrong, and maybe you have a different opinion now, but just fucking admit that.
No, 100%. Yeah. Then, honestly, maybe it'll just force them to start being more honest.
Yeah.
Or just tell better lies. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, we know it's built in. Like, the best liars, man. It's literally a, you know, hack joke at this point.
It's a fucking second language for them.
Yeah. It just sucks.
So, you know, I'm never surprised at this point. Never surprised. Oh, completely off subject. But no, I just came to my head. I saw it on ESPN today. Did you see the hit that Caitlin Clark took yesterday?
I did. It was
called a normal foul.
Yeah. Like,
that chick came up and literally tackled her, basically.
Yeah.
And they're like, how's that not a flagrant?
Especially it was like she called her name or something, too, and then went and did it. It's like,
yeah. What the hell? Poor girl needs to go to the big three and just call it a day and make her money.
I know, right? Just fuck it. Take the money and run. No, she's like, yeah. You said she already got those endorsement deals. That's crazy, the Wilson one. I never even knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's part of the problem is they're mad at her because they're not making anywhere near that money.
Yeah, yeah. But also, like, still, that she's what brings the change. I don't understand that logic. Like, that's how it works. Like, hey, like, be better than her, you know? Then she starts getting that guaranteed money. Now you can say, no, fuck that. I'm better than her. It's just as good. I want just as much or close to it, you know? But what the fuck do we know, I guess?
Yeah, she's making, I mean, I get it, right? If you're making, I mean, they're probably making 100K a year, probably some less, because that's a small league. And then you got Gaylor Hart coming in as a rookie. She's got like, I don't know, 40 million in endorsement contracts.
Yeah. And
so her like league contract means nothing to her.
No, yeah.
And then she could go to the big three and make another 10 million a year.
Yep.
And probably be pretty good in that league, the way that league's set up.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
You know, posting up from those. I love how that league's got like the three, was it like the 4-point line? Those little circles.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I haven't watched that for a minute.
It's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, then, yeah, integrate men and women too. Like, yeah, it's. So we're living in a weird age. Mike Tyson's fighting fucking Jake Paul, even though I just heard that got postponed. But
yeah, he had an issue on the plane. And now they said they got to postpone it and said we'll find out June 7th when the new fight date is because he's got to like calm down on his training. But have you ever watched him? I know he's like going to be 58, but have you watched him train?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like he's still the old Mike when he's training, man.
Yeah, dude, it's like almost scary how fast he is. Like, I don't know. I don't want to do that.
I remember him on Rogan saying, you know, like when he was like, he said he was afraid to like start training again because like when he was like getting high every day, he was talking about like, I got it. Like if I do this, I'm good because I'm just hanging out. I'm being chill. But if I start training, he's like, that beast will come out. He said that monster will come out. And if that monster comes out, I don't know if I can contain him.
It's fucking insane.
And I'm looking at him training, and I'm like, somebody might be in trouble because Jake Paul might get his face bashed in.
Yeah. I guess so too. That's what's funny. It's like almost become this like generational thing too, you know. You know, all these fucking YouTube kids, the YouTube generation that are just fucking hoping that he knocks his old ass out, you know, like, like fuck that, Dax. I'm sure every fucking kid's dad's going, no, let him step into that ring with fucking Iron Mike. Like, you guys haven't seen him. Like, you show some of these kids some fucking Mike Tyson's knockout videos.
Here's the deal. I think the kid's a good fighter, right? But
mm-hmm.
I think he's got a way to go before he's on Mike's level still, even at 58.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing, too. It's such a weird thing. Like, we're in a weird day and age, man. Those guys are the draw. Like, not actual boxers. Like, they're fucking selling out million-dollar fights. Like, guys in the UFC are fighting like that because they're making way more money doing that than the UFC. It's fucking nuts.
And doesn't he get to wear headgear?
I think, well, literally just all depends on the fight. I think sometimes they have, sometimes they haven't.
No, but I think that, like, Tyson doesn't get to wear headgear, but Paul gets to wear. Yeah.
He's not. Paul,
Google me. I'm about 100% sure he gets to wear headgear.
No way.
I'm telling you, I would not lie.
That's hilarious, if so. You made me start rambling like an old man. That's this generation. They don't want to work. They don't get hit in the fucking head. They don't even know what a concussion is anymore.
And to me, that tells you he's afraid he's going to get knocked the hell out.
Well, fuck yeah. I haven't heard that. Now, hopefully that's true, because now we're
sitting here saying bullshit. I'm going to do some research here, because I'm about 100% sure I'm right. what is his first name? I can never remember the Paul brother.
Jake Paul.
Yeah. What's the other one? What's the one in WWE?
Logan Paul.
Yeah. Because, yeah. And to me, that just takes any, like, even if he does win, it's bullshit. Because,
yeah.
You're wearing headgear.
I fucking have literally stopped like a young coworker and told him the same thing. Like, he got in an argument with an older coworker, you know. And it's like, dude, two things are going to happen. You either A, you beat up an old man, or B, you get beat up by an old man. Like, there's no good thing to come from this.
Yeah, what do you expect? All right, so here's what I got. Says,
okay.
Jake Paul has adamantly denied headgear will be worn when he gets into the boxing ring with Mike Tyson.
Okay.
But other aspects of the fight set for July 20th remain unclear and potentially a big disappointment for those expecting traditional boxing matches. The rules for the bout pitting the 27-year-old Paul against the 57-year-old Tyson at AT&T Stadium could be the following. The use of 16-ounce boxing gloves rather than a traditional 10-ounce. Tyson used to deliver some of the most devastating knockouts in boxing history. 2-minute rounds rather than 3. No official judging score for the fight. So basically, it's a bullshit. It's not even a fight.
I don't get why they do that, dude. Yeah.
It's a circus.
I don't get it, but then it just makes the money, too. Like, I'd watch it, but just never paid for either of them or anything.
Everyone's going to watch it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be on Netflix, too. So, yeah, everyone's going to watch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just for funsies. Like, I don't know.
And I bet you they sell that stadium, and that thing sits like 100K.
Oh, yeah, easily do.
And I can guarantee those seats will not be cheap. Any of them.
God, no. Yeah, that's nuts, dude. Just the huge draw. But the best fighters right now are probably, yeah, wouldn't feel half that, I bet.
But here's the deal, like, to me, does that make you think that boxing's dead? Because now those are, like, the biggest fights anymore. You don't hear a lot of, like...
They are, man.
I know the Gypsy King just lost his title, but that wasn't even a huge splash.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
And I'm like, is boxing dead? I never really cared for it, because I always thought it was fixed. It just secretive.
Yeah, really?
Too secretive, man. Here's the deal. If the judges, like, every single round I was getting, like, a cumulative score, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, say, come to the final round. Say, whatever, it goes to the final round, right? So there's no knockout, and it comes to the final round. And they're like, all right, Mr. X has to do X, you know?
Yeah, almost like wrestling, you know, like freestyle wrestling, you know?
Yeah.
Points and, you know, yeah, escapes. Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, that's a good point. I never really thought about that. But then that just comes to the other bigger fucking conversations. It's like, I feel like almost all professional sports are fixed at this point.
Oh, man. See, now you always got to go crazy mode on me.
I know. That's just my nature. But, dude, this is too much shit, from like crooked refs to fucking just all of it.
How?
I don't know. Okay.
Baseball can be fixed pretty easy. Like the Chicago, what they call them, the Black Sox. Back in the 30s or whatever, they proved that baseball can be fixed pretty easy. But like football, how can you fix like a whole football season?
Well, just, I mean, granted, I don't know, man. Just, it is weird sometimes when things work out the way they do. But I don't know. There's a million fucking ways. I mean, there's like just tons of bad calls and shit too. But yeah, I don't know if that's enough to actually. What about like those players that come out and say like it's all scripted?
Well, I think they're just trying to be funny because there's always those posts out there on social media.
Well, yeah. There's ones that are saying that as a joke, but there's ones that's what I'm saying. The original guys that have come out and said that it is. I can't remember now. I can't look it up like that. But there are that have come out and said that. But also, like, I mean, one good case for it is this. Like, you could Google right now, like, look up fucking Patrick Mahomes, like, not getting tackled videos or something like that. Like, there's so many plays that looks like they just give up and let him go. It's almost laughable.
I don't know.
But again, man, that's a whole thing. Like, yeah, you'd act like they're all in on one big giant story. I guess I wasn't really prepared for that, but. Mainly, the NBA. I mean, those all that stuff. I mean, there's like that dirty ref with Donaghy. He was like, he came out and wrote a book, said that he, you know, actually fucked teams over and they fixed the finals, all kinds of shit.
Well, yeah, but that's a ref trying to get paid. Exactly. Like, that's different. I mean, you're going to have bad characters. You're going to have bad apples in any league, right? You're going to have guys like, shedding points or whatnot in basketball. I'm sure maybe you have a lineman who lets a player by to get a sack, so, you know, whatever number gets hit, so he gets paid from a bookie. All kinds of things. 100% that I can get behind. 1,000,000%.
There you go. What's that one right there? Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Can you see it?
If you could find more videos from this guy. I think I've seen this guy before. This one looks like it's like 12 seconds.
Let's see if you're lying to me here.
Sometimes I want to think the NFL is real, but there has to be some sort of script or message that players are forced to follow, because there is no other explanation for defenders not even trying to hit or tackle Patrick Mahomes in 2 out of the last 3 weeks.
Maybe he's just smooth as butter.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like admittedly like a fucking terrible athlete. Like, I didn't know this was going to strike such a chord with you. I would have really fucking studied for this. Guess I should have figured. Never said I didn't know anything. You were such a believer. But I forgot you're back into professional wrestling too, so.
Okay, here's the thing. Professional wrestling, I know it's fake.
I know, I'm just fine.
I have no, but here's the thing. Professional wrestling might be fake, but it's when done right, it's some of the best freaking storytelling you'll ever hear, see. Touches on your heartstrings, makes you laugh, you know, everything, man. Gets you excited, brings you down, you get angry. All of them.
Just got to get lost in the...
I don't even understand you right now. But to say, like...
Shit.
Oh, let's it's see. All rehearsed. Let's check this one
out. Let's check it out.
If I can. Well, see, it's 11 minutes. That's a little long.
Let me steal for a little bit. Hour fucking a podcast within a podcast within a podcast. Fucking Inception podcast.
Fucking Twilight Zone.
Before the season started, would you go and rehearse the script before every game? WWF, so it's like, yeah, we know what's going to happen, but you still got to put on a show.
Let me tell you something about this channel. We're unplugged from the main.
No, okay. No.
That guy's bullshitting it.
So, Aaron, it's funny. Yeah. Before we start taping,
sending gift cards in bulk can be a nightmare. Ah. But what if it could be tremendous?
Actually played all of my 2010 season with a broken collarbone.
Okay, that's
like game three. And it's still broken.
Yeah,
still
you get hurt. But
with a
no
broken collarbone?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Mine don't matter, man.
Because
at that time, I
got paid
draft,
millions
right?
of dollars. So I could take a hit.
Yeah.
People make me sick.
Fuck, I wish, dude.
I'll do some research on that. That's bullshit.
Yeah, we'll have to bring that back. All right, yeah, we'll bring this back to the table.
You're talking about 1,100 players in some of these leagues, and they're all just keeping a big fucking secret.
Come on, man. Fair. No, I get what you're saying. But factor it all in, and I've been convinced of less.
Next year, you're going to tell me that's why all these people keep dying of CTE. It's not really CTE. It's just the NFL killing people off who want to talk.
Yeah, well, they were very good actors, all right?
Yeah, like you got to go. I think you got a big mouth. You're going to talk some shit, so we're going to get rid of you.
It looks like you're in a fucking Saw.
Like yeah, I'm trying to have the whole prison vibe.
Yeah, someone's chained to the fucking radiator behind you.
I didn't tell you. Next week's going to be my last week in prison.
Fucking A, dude. That's awesome.
I'm stepping down next week, so like I won't have a bedtime.
Hell yeah, dude.
I can't wait. I really want to get your buddy you were talking about on here. Especially now that we've switched over to the, to the dealio.
I think we should send him a mic and then do that. How much is that? Well, whatever. We both should throw up that later.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. I don't know if I have anything else to bring up.
You're so prepared. I asked you all week, Matt. Be prepared.
No,
like,
I was
fuck
preoccupied.
You, brother. I'm preoccupied. I got a job or something. God.
Yeah.
That's what I like about prison. I got nothing to do but think. I don't know either, though. Yeah. You know, I have a hard time like knowing. I'm terrible of like finding like. I'm terrible at good ideas.
Nah.
Or I get wrapped up in things like editing. And it'll take me forever. Or I'll find something new I want to do or a new way to edit. And I'll go back and try to redo, like, edit stuff.
Fucking at least occupies you. That's cool.
ADHD, buddy.
Yeah.
I find some new little thing that I want to do to the show. And I'm like, woof, woof, all over the place. Here I go.
Hell yeah. It's exciting, though, dude. It's going to only get better. And then, get guests, have longer shows.
You know what I'm really pumped about is going to the movies.
Yeah.
Especially because there's some really good movies like next week or this week, actually Friday, Bad Boys comes out.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
That means next week when I'm out of prison, I can go see Bad Boys.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I can head right there. Huh? Dude, it's been a minute since I've even been to the theater. Fuck, dude. It's so expensive now. It's shitty. But everything is. That's the thing. I'm not even fucking complaining at this point. Everything is.
I usually wait till something like really I want to see bad, and I like want to see it in a theater.
Yeah.
The last thing I went and saw was Arthur the King with old Marky Mark. It's an amazing movie. It's about this, what do they call it when you're like doing like cross country swimming? It's like ultra marathon.
Oh,
it's like racing, but like in wilderness and all kinds of
like Iron Man shit.
Yeah, but like.
Well, I guess like actual wilderness.
Yeah, but like in wilderness and random places. And I forget what it's called, but it's race teams and Marky Mark's like the main character. But anyways, they're doing this one in like some hot ass country and they've come across this dog that just kind of becomes part of the team. And Marky Mark and him really connect.
And this dog, you refer to him as Marky Mark.
Forever and always, buddy.
He's just there in his fucking gangster.
Dude, he's a Marky Mark forever and ever.
Yeah. Marky Mark,
Marky Mark and this dog connect. And it's just like, dude, it's a good movie, but it's like super like, I don't know. I've been getting emotional lately in my life, but it's super emotional. And what really sucks is it was a bad time to watch it because we had just put Snickers down, my Rottweiler. You know how I felt about Snickers.
Yeah, yeah.
And we put her down like maybe 3 weeks prior, maybe a little longer, but, and it was not a good time to go see that movie. Like,
yeah, I bet.
Some of the stuff that happened in that movie was just too close to home. And I was like, motherfucker. So I'm sitting here in this theater, like 45-year-old dude just bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker.
I hate that shit. Yeah, it used to be that way with dogs, too. Now it's kids. Just like, fuck, anything to do with, like, kids dying in a movie or just kids, whatever. I think of my kids and just fucking cry like it's nothing.
Man, it's so weird for me having friends with kids because I had mine so young, and now they're grown-ups, you know, and gone.
Yeah.
But, like, now I have to watch, like, now I'm, like, no, I say, like, too much. I grew up, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I have, it's been a weird day. Just, like, you, Tenny, and a couple other people, I'm where I'm, like, to this point where, like, my whole life's free again, basically.
Yeah, dude, that's weird. Ugh, I'm so far away
from my friends are like in the middle of their family life, which, by the way, it's awesome to watch you guys because, like, you and Kevin are some of the best dads I know. So it's like cool to see you guys and how you like prioritize your kids and you interact with your kids. But it sucks because I can't just call, can't just ring you up and go, hey,
yeah,
let's go down and shoot some pool at the bar or something, you know, or whatever. Yeah. Or like, hey, let's get together and go down to Florida. I'll meet you in Florida.
Yeah, for real, dude.
You guys gotta do that family thing.
Yeah. Still gotta make time though, dude. That's shit. Go to a fucking football game or something. That'd be badass.
I know. I was hoping the Browns were gonna play Atlanta this year because I was gonna see if I was gonna have you wherever they're gonna play, I was gonna see if you could make it out.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Yeah, that'd have been crazy.
Because I really want to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium or whatever it is that Atlanta plays at.
Yeah, I think that's what it is still. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Well, it is cool there too, because like, I think where he like made everything affordable and stuff too. The owner, I always thought that was cool.
Yeah, isn't it like only $5 for a hot dog?
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, he made everything dirt cheap. A smart move.
Yeah,
but you know, a lot of owners in the NFL don't care about that. They just want that money.
Yeah, that's what I get. Like, how fucking rich do you have to be?
Well, the thing is, they don't even pay for the stadium half the time.
Jeez.
They get all these, like, loans. And, like, not even loans. They get, like, bonds and stuff to pay for the stadium.
So yeah, not like no, actually, like, yeah, you're right. I saw that because the owner of the Jazz in Utah, he's just got that professional hockey team. And that's what he's saying. Like, he wants to build a new stadium, but he needs the help of, like, the fucking city and shit. Like, gonna raise your taxes to help this fucking guy, you know. I mean, I get what he's saying though, because it will bring revenue to this, you know, state and blah 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 blah, but it's just like, you're still fucking using them to get what you want. You could fucking spin it however you want, you know.
And you're by far the richest guy in the entire state.
Oh yeah,
without a question.
Yeah,
and here's the deal, what's wrong with using the Delta Center?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I don't get it.
How many other basketball squads use the hockey place? I mean, how many other hockey places use the basketball stadium for their stadium?
Yeah, you're right. And they used to do that for before anyways. They didn't have a major league team, but it was like whatever, the minor, the Grizzlies. They did the same exact thing before. So what's the difference? Like, yeah, like you said, they're already doing it.
And the thing is, I hear Utah's one of the next cities up to get an NFL team.
Yeah, they've said that for a while, but
they haven't expanded in a while.
Yeah. Crazy, man. Yeah, they haven't too. Huh? That's been a minute.
Yeah, they'll play at Rice Eccles. The last teams that got they brought in was the Jacksonville and Carolina.
Damn,
Cleveland doesn't count because when fucking Ravens came in, Cleveland was already guaranteed basically to be replaced. So that they're not even considered. Actually, the Ravens were considered a expansion team.
Jeez.
So the last ones were Carolina and Jacksonville, and they're talking about bringing in one or two more teams in the next couple of years. And Utah is like number one, two, or three on the list. I think one now because Nevada used to be one. So I think Utah is one on the list now of places wow. most likely to get a team because they would totally support it.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy, man. That state. Wow.
Playing at Rice-Eccles, you know, till they can get a stadium built.
Yeah. Damn. That's cool, though.
Dude, Utah's a spot right now, man.
Yeah, they are. It's fucking so expensive to fucking live there.
Me and my dumbass getting out of my house, dude.
Yep, same for me, man. Same for me. Yeah, that fucking.
You'd have had to give yours up either way.
Around, I was going to probably eventually, but I mean that was probably going to happen anyways. But I had already sold my house when I had already done all that shit. So I would probably, if they wanted to shut that place down, I probably wouldn't plan on moving. Then who knows what the fuck would have happened or whatever. But
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I beat myself up, man, thinking about if I would have just found a way to keep my house and stayed there, and we just stayed there and stayed there. The equity I would have had, and just stayed there still, but like seeing everything coming up and how
I've
been sitting pretty, man.
Yeah, there's all kinds of shit like that, though.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, right? Live the life, hey.
Yep. What do you do? If I have a lot like that, though, where I like missed opportunity or something. Yeah. Other than that, I wish we would have just kept on fucking podcasting.
Yeah, it's your fault. I blame you.
Yeah, no.
You know what I kind of always wanted to do? This is probably fucked up. I'm going to go to hell for it. I kind of want to be a pretend preacher. Just walk down the street, like, doing, like, little sermons on the sidewalk. Like, fucked up, like, fucked up sermons, too. Yeah, like, completely, like, I'm talking have the whole, like pastor gear on and just completely do, like, random ass things. Or maybe even, like, or better yet, what's the, I know there's, like, a church for the devil.
Yeah, like, whatever, like, the Church of Satan shit?
Yeah, because I think the devil's completely underrated. Dude, I think he's a good guy.
He admits he's real, though.
Huh?
You think he's real? You think it's all real?
Well, I think if it is real, I don't admit, but I have to leave, obviously, a sliver because I don't know anything, right?
Yeah.
So, with that sliver, and I like, you know, so then I like to say the fictional character, the devil, is when I speak about him. And same thing about God, I always say the fictional character. But the fictional devil, the devil character, we'll call him, I think he's really a good guy. Think about it.
How so?
All right, check this out, right? You're going to love this. I don't think hell's a place where you go to get punished. Because, A, you don't have a physical body. So it's not like they're shoving token ups up your backside or any of the stuff we've seen like in movies growing up. Because you don't have a physical body. So it's really just however, like, you come about, like, however you're imagined, you know, whatever
that's a question for you. What if you have, like, a physical or a conscious of anything?
Oh, you definitely have a conscious. I believe that because your conscious is part of is energy.
So you think that just goes on, and then what, though? You don't think that it goes anywhere?
Well, my theory is if this whole, like, if Terrence Howard is wrong.
I was going to say, because Terrence Howard don't believe that. Now you're contradicting your views.
If Terrence Howard is wrong, well, didn't he say something about, like, we got to keep going? Like, we don't change. We don't stop.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But let's say if Terrence Howard is wrong, right? I like the theory of, like, the white light people say they see. Right?
Yeah.
I like the theory that is being reborn, starting a new life. You're doing this shit again.
Yeah. But what do you call it? What's it called? What do they people believe
in? I don't fucking know.
Reincarnation.
Rebirth. Reincarnation. Right? But here's the thing. I think that's the devil's game, right? That's you going back through until you learn what the fuck you did wrong.
And then end up where? In hell?
No, you don't go to hell. You just do it again over and over and over you figured it out. So you get to this heaven. And you know, once you figure it out, and then if you're, you know, once you finally like, and it's not even a being, it's not about like not like smoking or not like drinking or not like doing all these things. It's about like your character and like who you are and your like,
yeah,
like
as morality, a human. Dude, that's,
yeah, your morality, exactly. Honesty.
Yeah, dude, that's
yeah. And how you treat others. I don't even think it's honesty is a big part of it. Really, I think it's a lot about how you treat others.
Yeah.
And how you respect people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got to figure that out. And I think you do it. Because I have so many times where I feel like I've been a place I haven't been, you know, a place I've never been before.
Yeah,
but I feel like I've been in that situation before. I know you can laugh at me, but I'm telling
you. No, I get it all the time, too. No, I hate that feeling. I get that all the time. Deja vu, just, yeah.
But according to Terrence Howard, according to the almighty TH, we'll call him, the almighty TH.
Your Lord and Savior, Terrence Howard.
Your Lord and Savior, TH. That would just maybe be, or not even TH. Who is it? Jay, old Rogan talking to about how this is all like an AI.
Yeah.
Or a like virtual reality. And it's just a glitch in the system. That's what that is. So many opportunities that we're just not doing. We're all wrong.
Yeah.
But you know, I believe in TH right now. TH is my leader.
It's all cycle and curves.
Curves and cycles. Shit, man.
His one thing that he had said that that really kind of stuck with me, because I don't know, I feel like I have gotten more fucking spiritual, I guess, or whatever. I don't know at this point. I think it's because I think I've gotten so much anxiety with the world that I'm just like, I need to believe in something, because there's, I feel like, helpless at this point. But he said something like, he asks like every old person he sees on a plane, like what one piece of advice he'd give to a younger person. And that, yeah, well, the one was like, have as much sex as possible, which is...
which I totally agree on. Yeah, totally agree.
I'm there. It's great advice. But then, yeah, the other one was like, when you speak to somebody, you know, speak to the God in them. And then let them see the God in you, or something like along those lines, which honestly, I don't know. I kind of felt like I've lived my life that way in some sort of sense. Like, and I never really realized it. I never really characterized it as that, but like in the sense, like even as like whatever correctional officer dealing with fucking inmates or people wanting to kill me or threatening to kill me. Like even then, like I've always like, whatever, you know, people that are homeless, whatever. I always speak to the, like, think of the good in them. Like every time I talk to somebody, and I think you do that too, in a sense.
Yeah, I did it for a long time. It took me a long time to get there. I was much different younger. I was a big asshole, honestly.
Yeah.
But I definitely try to live my life that for... Honestly, Kim kind of was that transformation. Watching her and how her family act and live their lives, and how Kim truly is like the kindest person I've ever met, and how she treats people, and how she honestly lives her life to help people. Mm-hmm. And to do the best by people and respect people. And I really, that imprinted on me. And so, yeah, I've really, and also how I saw that her treating people that way, how I see people react to her. Mm-hmm. And I want people to react to me that way. I love that, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've definitely tried to act that way, or, you know, be that. And it's not hard, because I feel like that's who I am at my core. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just had a lot of anger inside from some fucked up shit that happened to me.
Yeah.
And I was letting that guide me, and not like the true like person I am, not to get too deep, but just the true person of who I am once I push all that bullshit aside. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good way to end some show that went all over the place.
Dude, but that's not perfect. I mean, for it being the first one, it's kind of back to our core. I
love it. You got the first one in the books. Thank you everybody for listening to Nothing Else Matters. We will be back again. Until next time, Matt, take it easy, buddy.
You too, man. You guys, everyone, keep listening.
Yep, y'all have a good day. Take it easy. We'll see you next time. Bye.